Pacific Beer Chat records on the traditional unceded territory of the Coast Salish First Nations, including the Tsleil-Waututh, the Keetse, the Kwantlen, the Kwikwetlem, the Matsqui, the Musqueam, the Kakite, the Semiahu, the Squamish, the Tsawwassen, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Stalo First Nations.
Welcome to Pacific Beer Chat. I'm Mike.
I'm Warren.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Cam.
And we're back to sitting in the park.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's back, and we're in a different city this time.
Yep. New West just recently added alcohol in their parks, and I think they have about half a dozen parks, and we are at one of them at Hume Park today.
Yeah, we're not far from the splash park for kids or the playground, which is great for parents because yep. you're allowed to sit here and have a drink while still being within range of your children if
eyesight.
You want to.
Yep.
Although we've picked this table furthest from all of that. But I've been here with a friend already once so that their kid could run around and play and have fun and we could sit and have a beer or two.
Perfect. Well, the Goody Shack is closed, so it might be a bit busier here.
That's true. Congratulations, New West. Yeah. You've caught up to Chilliwack.
Still waiting for Burnaby and Coquitlam to get on board.
And but,
things are looking things are shaping up.
Yeah.
It's a low bar.
Just before you hit record there, we were just talking about how I think this is our first in-person kind of recording that we've done in quite some time.
Yep.
I was absolutely trying to remember what the last one was. I think it might have been Barn Owl.
Yeah, it goes back months for sure.
Months.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of Zoom during the circuit breaker.
And before, unfortunately.
Yep.
So but we're back. But yeah, we're in Hume Park, and we got a grab bag of beers. We all just kind of brought some beers to share.
No theme or anything, just
grab
bring
bag.
Something.
Yeah.
Just hanging out with boys in a park, drinking beers.
Yeah.
So what'd you bring for us, Jordan?
I got 33 Acres Experimental Mezcal Goze.
Oh-ho, 5%?
5%.
Tastes like it's got some lime in it here. I'm smelling it.
Lots of lime.
And it smells like there's lots of lime zest and lime juice as well. It's all
some
I'm getting really
in
the nose.
Definite salinity, too.
It's a little bit. Margarita beer.
I've had this multiple times. That's why I brought it. I love it. It's basically a sunshine beer.
Oh, man.
Margarita in your mouth.
Very reminiscent of a margarita. It's like a beer-garita in a can.
This would be a really, really good beer for one of those damn slushy machines.
Yeah.
You know what?
100%.
Probably would be.
I didn't even think of that.
Now you got me thinking.
Yeah, or just get some ice and
a little bit of lime slush.
Whiz it up the blender.
Yeah, I mean, I usually, you kind of turn your nose down as a craft beer person to frosted glass or ice, but this probably would do really, really good.
Definitely.
Cold. And it's really big flavor, so it's not going to really be hurt by the fact that you got it really cold.
Yeah. So where's the mezcal part coming? Is there mezcal added, or it was in mezcal
in
barrels?
Oak barrels, yeah. Mezcal oak barrels.
Okay.
So they say.
Yeah.
I'm just trusting what the can says.
It probably doesn't have to be in a barrel very long for a 5% beer.
Squirrel!
Don't touch my nuts.
Sorry, I got distracted.
That was like a dog thing to do.
We are in the park, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
This is damn tasty, man.
Yeah.
So is this from 33 or from 33 Experimental?
It's Experimental.
Yeah,
Experimental.
So next door.
Yeah.
Yeah, right next door, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they could probably cut a hole in the wall and have them both be the same building, right?
Yeah, basically.
It's coming right for us.
I heard mezcal.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know. It's a bit better warm, and I've had it in my bag for like an hour now. So when it's chilled, you don't get as much flavor. Like you
okay,
get
yeah.
the flavor profiles more as it warms up, I find.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay, so maybe ice and that's not the way to go. I don't know.
Well, either way,
I don't know.
Get a six pack and try it off.
On a hot day, it'd be good with ice too, I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Salt
the rim, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Throw in the blender, shot of tequila in there.
Ooh.
Oh.
I think I would probably just do snow cone wise and blend up ice, put the ice in, and then just pour it on top.
Oh.
I don't want to get rid of any of the carbonation, right?
Go full beer cocktail with it, man.
Well, right? I just don't want to put it in the blender because you're going to lose some of that carbonation.
Sure,
fair.
Yeah.
Oh, so pour it over after, snow cone.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Snow cone it.
Yeah.
Snow cone maker, yeah.
All right, 33 acres. Yeah, get on it.
Yeah. Snow cone with the tequila float.
So you said they've had this before. I'm assuming then they've made this before. It's been around for a while.
No, they just I think it's selling really well, so they keep on producing it.
Okay.
Yeah, they're canning it. I've had it I gotta say, like 4, 5, 6 packs now. it's just that good,
and that's
it's reasonably priced.
Interesting label. It's very low key. Very
well. That's the 33 acres label, right?
Yeah, it's their branding. Just a circle everywhere.
Yeah,
you always know that it's their beer.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't really like the branding, but
it works.
It works.
Yeah.
It definitely stands out, right? You know, even though it is kind of pared back and bare or whatever.
I think
you
it's just too
it.
Far. That's my thing.
Well, it's minimalist to the extreme,
which
right?
Which is 33 acres in general. I haven't been to the experimental yet, but the original brewery is definitely IKEA white. Like
they're basically the same.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I was there with the wife like a couple months back and had a little breakfast there, and well. I had a breakfast beer. But, yeah, no, it's still like the quaint white place, but it's they're doing some good beers.
Nice.
Interesting.
Especially the experimentals.
Yeah, for sure.
Popping off there.
I just don't find myself in East Van as often as I used to.
No.
Now,
yeah.
Or Mount Pleasant.
No, me neither. Last few times I've been down in that neighborhood, I've found that the parking is much more challenging than it used to be.
Oh, yeah.
People aren't taking transit these days.
We parked illegally. The only reason I was there is because we were picking up shit for the baby. So
I remember, like,
at the experience.
Yeah. I can remember, like, 10, 20 years ago, you'd go to R&B Brewing and you could park no problem anywhere around there.
Yeah.
But now it's, of course, very popular and there's a bunch more breweries in the area. Well, it's not just a sort of.
Don't mention the bike lanes.
And on how many apartments have sprung up around there,
right,
too.
Right, right, that too, yeah. So a lot more people.
And
it's not
you know they didn't
area,
install
really.
Parkades when they built those apartments. No. So.
And then there's also a lot more just higher density commercial and stuff there, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's just a lot more people now than there used to be.
Too bad.
Yeah. Well,
everybody needs to leave town, go somewhere else.
Come to the burbs.
Housing prices too, wouldn't it?
Probably would. Damn housing prices. This is supposed to be a good day.
So Jordan's finished his already. I'm only halfway through, damn it.
I told you I really like this beer.
Yeah, no. I guess I could point out too, for most years, I don't know if it'll open this year, but we are also sitting right beside a pool.
Outdoor
pool. At least most years there'd be people in the pool by now probably. I think this is a tennis court or something here.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Well, there's birds
bathing having a bath in the pool.
There's also a squirrel in there earlier. There's also like just big field here. There's two ball diamonds on the far end of the park. Yep. There's a huge dog park here.
There's a splash park. There's a playground.
And you can go that little walk down to the lower park.
Yeah.
There's more ballparks and stuff, too.
Oh, there's a nice, gazebo, like, picnic area, too, down there.
And I think there might even be access down to the river down there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think there's another property.
Oh, okay. There's a view of the river.
Okay, there's a view of the river. Okay.
But you're not allowed to drink alcohol down in the lower part.
No.
Just up the upper side here.
But just, kind of
just
explain.
Get lit
and look,
while you're
there's a fake totem
kids.
Pole, too. Yeah. Just notice that.
Yeah, there's lots of trees and foliage. It's really pretty here, actually.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Nice scenery.
And there's a busy road, but it's not all that noisy. And there is a fence for parents.
Yeah. And I've seen lots of people walking their dogs through here. And
it's a nice little park.
Yeah, it looks like it's well used. It's in the middle of a residential area, so no
it's
surprise there.
It's pretty busy,
there. Too. It is.
It's busy without being crazy, although on the weekends it was pretty busy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It was also the first weekend that allowed alcohol in the park, the long weekend.
So well, you novelty. Get the right weather, and the splash park's always crowded for the kids.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Gotta love party parents.
Yeah. it was quiet here when I was here for the long weekend. There was two officers that drove up, walked around the park.
Making sure nobody's being a jackass.
Yeah, and then got right back in their cars and left.
Yep.
Didn't even actually stop to talk to anyone. They were just making sure that no one was being stupid.
Perfect.
And... yeah, I mean, if there's going to be a weekend that someone would be stupid, it's the first weekend on a very hot weekend. And that was fine.
Nice.
So I feel like we should discuss the glassware we're all using today.
It's kind of a bit of an assortment here.
Yeah. I'll start. I had a glass already of this plastic hiking cups that
you
I
got
always
a good
use.
One too. Yeah.
And it's still on my counter, and I had McDonald's on the way here. So I've got a nice medium McDonald's cup. That's great.
It's not just a McDonald's cup, though. It's branded. Come on.
BTS.
The BTS meal, whatever the hell that is.
K-pop.
I'm too old
Come
for
on.
That.
They're the Backstreet Boys of
you
Korea.
Asked for that cup on purpose. We know it. You but said, I want the BTS cup.
No, I said, yeah,
can I get a double cup so I have one that's clean?
Medium Diet Coke. No, I rinsed it out with beer before.
So, honestly, though, if anybody wants to buy this cup, it's BTS and Pacific Beer Chat used. We're starting the bidding at $30.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said 30 cents. Okay.
No. Shh, come on, man.
Cam's got a pretty interesting looking cup, too.
Oh, I've got my steel and oak stainless steel.
Stainless tumbler?
Tumbler.
I'm a little bummed out there isn't like a little ring of oak on that or something. Oh,
I picked this up years ago.
It should
this
be steel
probably
and oak. Yeah, just steel. Yeah, exactly. Good call.
Oh, like probably first run of their camping mugs that they did back in the day.
Well, if Jordan Foss is listening.
Yeah. Jordan, I'm...
Which he probably isn't because he's got his own damn podcast.
Whenever it comes out, yeah.
But yeah, I got this guy. This is my camping cup, honestly. Yeah. Like, whenever I go camping, I take this with me.
Well, it bounces, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and it keeps your beer cold because it's stainless. So
I was going to say, it's steel and oak. Yeah. Steel. Works
out well.
What
about you, Jordan? What do you got?
Actually, I got this today because I forgot my glass on the counter as well. But wow. When I picked up the beer next to Steamworks downtown waterfront, they hooked me up with this. I was like, oh, I forgot my glass. I got to pick one out. They're like, oh, you're a pretty good customer. Just pick which one you want.
Not a good customer, a pretty good customer.
Well, I'm trying to be nice, but I'm there every other day. So. Yeah,
they see him enough Thank that you they very much. They gifted him a Steamworks branded glass. It's a nice one too. Yeah, and I actually remembered to bring a cup from home, believe it or not.
Nice.
I have a plastic cup because we are in the park here.
Yep.
I don't know how to describe this one. It's like an insulated double-walled thing. The interior, it looks like an upside-down beer bottle.
Yep.
And the outside looks like a pint glass. It's kind
of
fancy.
You described it perfectly, man.
Yep.
Yeah, that's about right.
That was a good description.
So one of the first times I've used it, actually, I was looking for my other red Solo cup that's plastic reusable one, yeah. And I couldn't find it anywhere, so I grabbed this one on my way out the door.
Well, that's discreet. Good thing we're allowed to drink in this park.
Well, yeah. We'll take a picture of it for the gram. Well,
it's not the glass. It's the four mic booms. And stuff.
Yeah.
That's probably what's giving it away.
I'm glad you guys actually picked this table so people aren't randomly walking by and looking at us and asking questions.
Yeah. We are a way off the beaten path here a little bit, but I'm sure we'll get some strange looks anyways.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A good thing we don't do video.
Jordan might.
It's already on Instagram.
Yeah.
All right, well, what are we going to do for the next beer here?
This is
from Main Street Brewing. It's the Hula Hula Shake Tropical Milkshake Sour.
Jeez.
5.4% alcohol, so easy drinking again.
Yep.
I haven't tried this yet, but it's got a fun can. It looks like a sunset with a bunch of people partying on a
tropical location.
Island somewhere. It's definitely not here.
Any fruit additions or anything? Oh, it's got a strange color.
Passion fruit, orange, and guava.
Yeah, okay. Definitely,
vanilla.
Definitely has that fruit addition kind of look to it.
And it's going to have lactose in it because it's milkshake.
It's the POG, the papaya, orange, and guava.
Oh, there you go.
I got a backstory about
it. It almost
POGs.
Has a bit of a pinkish like tinge to it.
Oh, it's a beauty.
It's definitely hazy.
It's thick like a milkshake. It's got the coloring that you can't see through. But yeah, sitting in the shade, it even looks beautiful. Smells pretty damn good too.
The aroma on it is the first thing that hit me.
Yeah.
Let me zoom out. Hula Hula Shake Tropical Milkshake Sour. Oh yeah, it's got some people on a beach here doing the hula hoop with the sun going down. That's kind of an interesting looking label.
Definitely the Pog juice thing going on there.
Oh yeah.
Well, this is part of their vacation series, I believe,
which
they're putting out all the time now.
Right.
And the can art has been pretty sick on the first two. I think they just released one called Poolside, which is light blue can with like Poolside, I guess.
Yeah.
But this one's a much cooler looking can.
It's not a bad looking label. I like it. But the aroma on this is just mind-blowing. It's like sticking your face in fresh squeezed juice, basically.
Oh, yeah.
It's guava and passion fruit. I'm getting that
orange
for sure.
Too.
Yeah.
And then you get a little bit of that sour in the background, but it adds to the fruit almost,
and
right?
It has vanilla and it has lactose, but it's not super sweet smelling.
No, I'm not really picking the vanilla up in the aroma.
You taste it.
Yeah, it's there, but it's kind of subtle. It's not super up in your face. It's just enough so you know it's like a milkshake.
No,
yeah.
That is...
Right?
Yeah. It's like drinking juice, alcoholic juice.
Yeah.
So it's not sickeningly sweet, but it's juice sweet.
No, anytime I see vanilla in a beer, I worry. But yeah, this is super well balanced.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is. It's buried nicely. It's working in there. And I like the doing this with a sour works because that's balancing out the lactose and everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. Yeah. It's not real sour, but it's...
I think that's the milkshake part of it bites into the tartness.
Totally.
But the fruit flavors are working hardcore in this one.
Yeah, this is a definite summer sipper, like sitting on the patio.
This tastes like an expensive park bench. Beer.
Well, and again, get the slushy machine out because holy shit.
Yeah. Like,
this would be perfect in the slushy machine.
This would be really good in the slushy machine, yeah. Agreed. I think this might even be better than the margarita one. There.
Have any of you guys ever had a tropical sour milkshake sour before? Because I think this is the first one I've ever had. I don't think so. But yeah.
Yeah, no, it doesn't ring a bell.
I could get on to this.
Kind of a new style.
I know Fieldhouse and Boombox and somebody else.
I could see Boombox doing
did
it.
Did a tropical milkshake IPA.
I've had that before.
That I've had.
But I've never had
a sour milkshake. Yeah.
It's pretty damn good. I got to be honest with you. I'm not a huge fan of sours, not a huge fan of milkshake beers, but goddamn, this is friggin' tasty.
Yeah.
Definitely park beer, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad that pool's not filled up, eh?
Cannonball, ow! There's no water!
Yeah.
Didn't know this was Jackass.
Yeah.
That's really damn good.
Pacific Beer Chat goes idiot.
Yeah. And I like that the body's not too heavy. It's not too thick. You know what I mean?
No, this is straight up beach beer.
Yeah. 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 That would go down really easy on a smoking hot day. So what's the percentage on that?
I think it's only like 5, man. Yeah, 5.4.
5.4. Perfect.
I don't want to know how much residual sugar is in that, though.
5.4.
I got to say, the can art for this can makes it, like, after you taste it, it makes more sense.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely,
On the beach, hot day, you can slam this.
Absolutely.
I don't know how many I could slam, but...
Probably quite a few.
At least two or three.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's a couple growlers right there.
Well, I'm being the savior here since I'm not driving today. And I'm drinking all the rest of the cans for the boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing everybody a solid.
Jordan's it's a real tough part. Life for Jordan.
Doing his part, saving the beer from being dumped out. Thank you, Jordan.
Yeah. My job's not going to like me tomorrow.
You mean you're not going to like your job tomorrow?
That's fair.
Both. But no, I got nothing bad to say about this beer.
No.
I mean, Main Street's always been doing good beers, and like we featured them on an episode recently. I was very impressed by those beers.
I've always been impressed with Main Street.
This beer especially is like on another level.
It's elevated. Yeah. Big time.
Main Street has always been one of my favorites in Vancouver, and they never get a lot of... press or not a lot of chatter, and anytime I'm there they're never really that busy. It's kind of a I don't know, I only want to say hidden gem, but I've always been impressed with them.
It is, though, like you could say it is a hidden gem just because it's on the end of all those other breweries that are so like close together in the middle,
right? It's like, so close to Brassneck,
R&B, Brassneck, then Faculty, in that one area, and they're kind of a little farther away. But it's worth walking to or
absolutely.
Driving to.
Yeah, but they're only a block and a half from Brassneck.
They're literally around the corner.
Yeah, very close.
It's crazy. Like
they got good food there,
too. They got great food.
Yeah.
And with this vacation series, I've had every single one now. Actually, I haven't had the poolside, but I have it at home to try.
Uh-huh.
And they've all been bang out of the park. Like, literally, we could drink them on the road, I think. That's how far the park they are.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I might have been a dad joke. I don't know where I'm going. No, but, like, man. Main Street's something you guys should check out if
for
you're
sure.
listening.
For sure. I would always recommend them to anybody.
And they have those cask beers now in cans. So you can get cask beer, too, in cans, which is crazy.
Yeah.
That's a bonus. That was totally a pandemic thing, I bet.
Yeah. It is, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just not pushing casks fast enough, so.
Oh, yeah.
One complaint I have about their location is the parking situation, but.
That's Vancouver, though.
Yeah it's hella residential. Everything across the street from them is, like, there's apartments and everything, and they got the lower, like, townhouse, whatever you want to call it.
So the parking's very restricted, and it's difficult sometimes to find a spot. But
transit, baby.
Yeah, yeah. If you're on SkyTrain, it's an easy jaunt from Main Street Station. If you don't want to walk the 8 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever it is, you can hop on a bus and go two stops. Yeah, that's absolutely really damn good. I like that. If you're into the Pog, go get it.
Yeah.
Pog juice.
It's straight up juice. There's
it is, and I think they're like on the can. They might be referencing to the fact that, like, in Hawaii, they used to sell Pog juice, and they came with little, like, milk caps. And Pogs. That's how Pogs were created.
Yeah. Oh, really?
The game. Yeah. They used to slam those, and it's a game created from there. So
that's right.
That's why they're called Pogs.
No way. I had no idea.
Yeah, they had the same kind of lid as, like, the old milk jugs caps. Used to have.
Like
the
Avalon Dairy milk caps.
Yeah,
those ones are plastic now. Yeah, but before but that, before. They, when they had the paper ones.
Yep.
Well, they had the glass. It was a glass bottle, and inside, that's what sealed it. The kids would peel that out, and they'd
play a game
Pogs.
With it.
That's how the game was created, and then it became commercial.
Mind blown.
See, you actually learned something on this show. This isn't just bullshit.
Yeah, we're not just mostly beer bullshit. Nerds.
Mostly bullshit. Sometimes you learn, though.
Somewhat educational.
All right, well, I guess I'm up next. Thank you to our sponsor, Ross Vanderhoek, with Royal LePage Wollstonecraft Real Estate. Check out www.rossvanderhoek.com for all your residential, commercial, new development, and investment property needs.
All right, so I brought a new release from Fraser Mills Fermentation Company.
Woo-hoo. Oh, weird.
I know somebody there.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, I know someone who works there. Maybe a part owner.
So this is our brand new release. This one is a pineapple mango Hefeweizen.
Ooh.
Brewed with Stefan yeast from Imperial. And it's got Tetnang, Hallertau, Middle Frew, and Mandarina hops. So very traditional kind of hef, but with a little bit of a fruit addition. I've already tried this before, so this isn't new to me. I know it'll be new to you guys.
I'm liking the fact here it's got the Pride flag on it.
Yeah, this is our Pride release for Pride Month.
Is it called Love Is All You Need?
Yep.
Is that the name? Yeah.
Love Is All You Need. I'm thinking we're going to hear from the Beatles lawyers very soon, but there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Well, we can talk about it next episode when you get a cease and desist.
Hey, if we get a cease and desist, we'll stop, I mean, but by then it'll probably be over anyways.
Technically, the song's called All You Need Is Love, so you should be in the clear.
Love is all you need. So, from my previous experience with this a couple days ago, the fruit addition is rather subtle, so you can still smell that bubblegum.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say I'm getting
Stefan yeast,
straight up bubblegum off the nose.
Yeah,
like a little bit
clove in there, little spicy,
touch of clove, but it's mostly bubblegum.
Straight up.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
Super fruity.
Wow, I haven't smelled a beer with that much bubblegum in quite a while.
Right. So a little bit of that comes through in the flavor, and then the fruit's just kind of adding to things. It's just kind of sitting in there. It's not taking over, you know what I mean? I almost wish the mango was a little more obvious.
Yeah,
but
the mango is really subdued.
Yeah,
I get the pineapple. Yeah, definitely. And then like that half spice.
Oh, big time.
Like that banana and clove and but I love that. Like, I kind of miss a big, bold hef. There's not many places that are doing that anymore.
Yeah, not a lot of people do, like, a traditional style hef, like, say, Strange Fellows does or something like that, right?
Yeah, like, or the Houndsound King Heffy.
Right. Yeah. Like, a lot of the time it's more of an Americanized version.
Yeah.
A little more subtle. But,
I don't know. I'm not a hef fan, but I'm liking this one.
It's a little different, eh?
It is, and I look for that in halves now because
they can be kind of boring depending on you know how they're made and that. But
I had one the other day, and for the life of me, I can't remember where the hell I was. I want to say
no,
I want to say Smuggler's Trail, but I don't think it was. Oh, no, you know what it was? It was Tin Whistle.
They Tin had Whistle? They
had, no, no.
That's yep. a Penticton.
Tin House. Nope, Tin Whistle. No. I had their... Yep.
Penticton. Oh, okay, so you had a bottle of
so
it.
So they had... no, they sent me a can.
Oh, okay. Because they've just they changed locations coconut, and all that kind of...
It was a coconut...
Stuff, I think.
No, ownership.
Something.
Coconut
and it was
something.
It was fabulous. But it was
coconut
half,
and pineapple?
Maybe. I can't remember for the life of me now. I'm going to kick myself in the butt because I know I've already posted on Instagram. Check it out.
Open Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, shit. No. Yeah. But also, they'll be joining us in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Mm.
So maybe they'll send that one
Talk
for us
to the
to
new
try.
Owners and stuff and get caught up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alexis is a really, really nice lady.
Yeah, they've gone organic now. Same
oh,
location,
really?
But they've done some upgrades, it looks like, to the space. And
they've also done, I forget what it was, but what's-her-name was talking to us about it on the previous podcast. They didn't only go organic, they did something else. It's like,
I forgot vegan? What it was. No.
You were on the podcast two more.
I don't remember. It's been a couple weeks.
All right. So, Coco... Galore.
Coco galore.
Coconut Hopfenweizen. So it was more hoppy than a Hefeweizen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I was looking for.
Yeah. Oh.
But anyways, we should probably get back to Fraser Mills.
Yeah. Yeah, get back to Port Moody.
Yeah. Limited release. Grab it while you can. Probably won't be made again anytime soon.
Maybe next June.
Maybe next year. Yeah.
Yeah. If it sells. Again.
Yeah. Unless we, you know, unless the brew team finds something different to do next year. Who knows?
Yeah.
No, this is a great, like, early summer beer.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah. It's a June beer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish it was a little bit hotter. Just so
yes.
I could get,
nice.
Feel my neck burning while I drank this, then it'd be great.
Yeah.
You could use it as a sunscreen.
It's June, though. It's either going to be 28 or 12.
That's right. January.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you mentioned it. It's like only 4.5%, too, which is nice.
Super yeah, yeah. So it's yeah, definitely a summer beer. It's designed for knocking them back and, you know, not... making you fall down.
Yeah, I mean, it's well done. I'm not a big fan of bubble gum in my beer, probably because I didn't like bubble gum that much growing up, like traditional bubble gum flavor.
Yep.
But no, it's well made. It's on point. I mean, I like the additions. It's just not the style I go for.
Sure.
I'm the same way. I get more bubble gum on the nose than I do on the palate. Like,
yeah.
I get that more like clover banana, a little bit of pineapple. I don't get so much mango, but I have had a few more beers tonight. Could be the problem. Plus, I have allergies.
Yes, and as a side note, looks like the grass was cut here fairly recently. Yeah. The last few days.
Hey, it was when I went to the bathroom. There was grass all over, like they just did it yesterday.
Yeah.
At least it's not snowing dogwood right now. So there.
Yeah.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or the damn cottonwood.
Yeah, the cottonwood.
I'd
not
be
enough of that
under
lately.
The table crying.
I believe it.
I literally had to pop an allergy pill before I came here.
Oh, okay.
Lucky
so
I
he could be a little
beer.
Loopy from that.
Yeah. He's just always loopy. Exactly.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we're getting into the weed. Summer season where I'm looking for, like, these half-style beers. Like, I like sours, but I prefer a half for a wheat beer.
Yeah.
A white IPA.
Something
a
little lighter.
A Hopfenweizen, like we were talking about.
Yep.
But, like, this is totally up my alley and hitting all the right notes for me. So.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It is
I would,
a proper half.
Well, I would definitely, like, crush a four-pack of this
I
on
think
a sunny
it kind
day.
Of fits in with the Fraser Mills lineup, too. I mean, nothing at Fraser Mills really is, you know, up in your face and crazy. Everything's always balanced and always easy to drink and that kind of thing. Very accessible, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, quick break. You got really loud all of a sudden.
That's
why I was just
all good. Yeah, yeah.
Mic control.
To Major Tom.
No, and Fraser Mills has always been, like, for me, like, you always hit the styles as they're intended to
proper.
Be.
Proper.
And like,
there are a couple ones that are
well,
sort
you,
of in between styles
outside
and that. But,
of this,
yeah.
But if you were going to go into a competition, you could say,
right.
Okay, yeah, this one's going into this category. this one's going into this category. And yeah.
It was fairly simple. We did enter some for the Canadian Brewing Awards. We won't hear anything until the fall.
Yep.
Very strange how you got to enter your beer like 6 months ahead of time. You got to love it. It's very odd. But anyways, when it came down to deciding what categories to enter things in and stuff, it was fairly straightforward. Like, it wasn't really difficult.
Well, you're always going to have one or two that are...
There were a few that could fit into several categories, and we kind of had to discuss it and see which category we thought it would do best in. But, yeah, I'm kind of curious now to see what happens in the fall, see if we made anything really well.
Hopefully, they taste them before the fall.
You would hope. You would hope. You would hope that they would do all the judging within the first month or two of receiving the entries.
Or three or something.
Yeah. If they wait till September or something, that'd be terrible.
All the beers would taste terrible. It's a cellar beer. How are we going to pick this?
Yeah. Okay, we're only putting Imperial Stouts in, barley wines in.
Yeah.
Wheat wines, whatever.
Oh, God. Yeah, there was a couple categories we didn't bother with because we just knew that the beer didn't adhere to the style, like, completely. Yeah. Or we just thought there'd be way too many entries in that category, right?
IPA.
Yeah, exactly.
In all, like, what, like, six in, or
and there's
six
so many variations on IPA now. Black so IPA, many. White IPA, this, that, and the other thing, right? So it's like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, black, white, American, hazy. I don't know if they have that. Northeast. Specialty.
Yeah.
Double or fruit. Imperial.
It's gone a little overboard.
Never.
I ain't got time for that.
They need to have the Canadian IPA Awards and then the
right?
Canadian.
Yeah, make a separate one for IPAs. That makes way more sense because then you can break it into categories.
Then I could just go to that one only.
Right? Some people would love that.
Well, honestly, you know we all want just to go to a festival or anything.
Anything. Any kind of festival. Anything. Yeah. It's been a while. It's been a while.
There's We've a couple already of metal missed two coming up in festivals. October we should talk about after.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just happy that my CFL season might happen. Oh, yeah? And I might be in the stands.
Wow.
So.
Damn.
Yeah.
NFL never stopped, just saying.
Yeah, but nobody in the stands.
No.
There's a...
Sick of the league that's fun to watch.
I heard today there's a new concert announcement. Madison Square Gardens is having their first concert. I believe it's June 20th?
Oh, geez.
Justin Bieber.
Coming up real quick. No.
Less than 2 weeks Fighters. Away.
Oh.
Ooh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
What's he in a good band?
Dave Grohl?
Yeah.
So they asked Dave, why Madison Square Gardens? Why, why'd you pick that one? Is it just because it's so iconic and this, that, and everything? And he said, no, they were the first ones to ask.
Also, I heard Kurt Cobain's going to show up. And definitely not too soon. Yeah.
That's where you'd have to do one in Seattle and hope his ghost showed up.
Right? Yeah, featuring Courtney Cox with the rifle.
Courtney Love.
Whatever. They both suck.
Friends, one was in Friends.
Nirvana, whatever.
One murdered Kurt Cobain.
Are you sure it wasn't Alan Wrench?
Both in the 90s.
That's how I got confused.
Okay, we digress. We're turning into brew crime here.
Yeah. All right. Well, my glass is empty, obviously.
Right? So is mine, damn it.
So okay. We get Cam going.
So Cam's got the fanciest looking package of anybody here.
So this beer I bought over a year ago.
Okay.
Ooh. When I was traveling to the island a bunch for work, and I was like, oh, this will be a good beer to have on Pacific Beer Chat.
Yes, yes.
And then...
And then COVID
You're
hit.
You're so cute, though.
And we haven't done a lot of in-person tastings.
Yeah.
You
so
saved it.
I
love
just
it.
Threw it into the cellar, and I was like, well, we'll just let it sit. And
so from across the table, I can tell there's something different from this one already, because it's got bloody wax on the top.
Yeah, this is the first
bottle. They're trying to slow you down and stop you from opening the damn thing.
So this is the Mount Aerosmith Bricks and Plato Chocolate and Orange Belgian Double.
Oh, it's Terry's Chocolate Orange.
I believe they did this for one of their anniversary beers.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it was second or third, but, I mean, Mount Aerosmith, you'll never go wrong if you go there.
No, Dave's an amazing brewer and a super guy, and I don't think I've had a bad beer there ever.
And
not only are they good, they're really good.
Hold on.
And they have fantastic pizza.
Cam, tell me how you're opening that
Yeah,
fucking
so this
beer.
Thing's covered in wax,
so
but it's got a pull tab,
it,
thank
but
God.
But they put a pull tab on it.
Thank
so.
You.
Film it.
And I really hope this pull tab doesn't break, because that would be embarrassing. Oh, that would
be terrible.
It's a year old. We'll give you a fucking pass.
Oh, yeah, she's going.
So that's my main issue with waxed bottles is being is the hassle to open them. This makes it a little easier because you can peel the wax open
so who after bought a pulling the tab. Opener?
I have a bottle
I got
opener.
One on my keys at all time.
I think we all do.
I have several on me at all times. I'm paranoid. I actually have one on my keychain. I have one in my wallet.
I just want to say that we literally all just pulled out key bottle openers.
And mine's also got the shotgunator on it.
So. Oh, perfect.
You a bit cooler, but whatever.
Dare you to try shotgun that bottle.
Good luck.
Smash. Oh, no.
Well, that's cool how easy that wax peeled off, though. Yes. Like that little tab.
Because that's my main complaint with the wax is it slows you down,
you
damn it.
You need a better bottle opener.
Well, yeah, if you have the right bottle opener.
Yeah,
if you have those,
a really sharp bottle opener.
Yeah, I've found that those ones that the waiters use for opening wine bottles
and
stuff.
Yeah, the wine crank.
Yeah, those work really good for cutting through the wax and pulling
the
cap off all in one go.
Because they have the knife on the end.
Well, you don't even need it if you do it properly.
I just use my knife and then fucking pop it.
Alrighty.
Nobody got time for that.
But yeah, it's a...
So this is a chocolate...
Chocolate orange Belgian double.
Double, okay. So it's not super dark.
And we didn't have to smash it on a table to open it.
It's a little bit dark. It, I don't know. It's hard to tell through this.
It's a good amber. It's hard to tell. Here we go. Jordan's poured one.
I can't
there we go.
Through
your paper. It's a good amber.
There we go. Jordan's got a good glass.
It's quite proper.
I'd call that almost a deep amber, maybe a light copper.
Yeah, no copper in there.
Nice head on it.
Getting a nice
thick, rocky off
raisin on the nose.
Oh, I'm getting chocolate. I'm getting dried fruit.
Oh, I'm getting dried fruit and chocolate for sure.
Very earthy.
Yep.
And then in the background, I'm getting a little of the booze and the orange. Wow, that's actually pretty complex. That smells really neat. Quite good.
And what do we say the ABV was on this one?
A lot.
7.2.
It's a light beer.
That's not bad for a double. Not bad.
It's warmed up, which is nice. Definitely got a nice chocolatey, like right up.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's yummy.
The fruit kind of builds a little bit in behind it, but it's chocolate, chocolate.
But it is so smooth.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, Jesus. That's good. I was just taking photos for the Instagram. Just had my first sip and
earthy, little tiny hint of that yeast kind of action, but very chocolatey, a little malty, not super bitter, not a lot of hops going on.
Yep.
No, you get the maltiness though. I caught on to that.
Definitely malty
with my untrained palate.
I'm very glad I pulled it out of the cooler when we got here.
That's a damn good.
Because
it's the perfect temp.
Like it's right at the right temperature right now. And yeah.
Oh man.
So what's this bitch called? Brixton Plato. Mount Arrow, what the fuck's that?
Mount Arrowsmith.
On the Parksville, British Columbia.
I just want to know what the name of that beer is all about. I ain't smart really good. Enough. It looks like, I don't know, math and science.
That must have been a very small release because I don't even remember hearing about this
That's a pretty big bottle. What are you talking about?
It was one of the, like, when I went into the brewery, they just had them on, limited release in the fridge.
Yeah.
Like, grab your four packs, and then we've got this one, too. And I think I paid $8 for that bottle, which is an absolute steal.
Yeah.
I think I actually might have seen some of those in some select liquor stores here. I could be wrong, but I think I did.
Well, you know what? Anytime I'm over on the island, especially in that area, I go out of my way to go to Mount Arrowsmith because I always have a good time there and I always enjoy the beer.
Never been.
Well, and I know right now they are releasing their Spruit, which is their tip.
The Brute Spruce Tip, IPA. That is absolutely delicious.
Which is the best Brute
IPA. I'm a fan
IPA.
Of Spruce Tip. And that one's really fucking good.
That is the best brewed IPA I've ever had.
Nice. Yeah.
And so if you're on the island, make your way up to Parksville, grab yourself some beer.
Yep.
get some for us and send it down. Thank you. And
get a pizza there, too, because their pizza is fantastic.
Is that right? I haven't
tried
the pizza.
I think they only started it about a year and a half or so ago.
Oh, so like just at the pandemic start.
Since I've been there.
Yeah, but the buffalo chicken pizza is fantastic. Ooh. They do some traditional styles. They've got a vegetarian one that's really good, too.
Uh-huh.
I've tried every one of their pizzas, and I would not be disappointed with anything if you brought me one.
Nice. Wow.
Well, if you're listening, don't send pizzas, just the beer. Thank you.
it's a little far to send a pizza.
It's too far.
I've definitely gone in there solo, got a pizza, and kept half of it for the next day for lunch.
Breakfast,
lunch, and dinner, baby.
Cold pizza's the best.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only Monsters reheat pizza.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, if you reheat your pizza, please don't listen to this podcast.
Wow.
Hot take.
I have reheated occasionally.
Good thing my wife doesn't listen to this podcast.
No doubt.
Because I'd be in trouble for that joke.
Getting back to the beer, though.
Yes.
Who does that?
Like, the carbonation on it, too, is just on point.
Look at the lacing
on
my glass.
Yeah.
Look at the lacing.
As a double, I would almost expect it to be a little more lively.
A little more effervescent, yeah.
But I like where it's at.
Yes, exactly.
Well, it was easy to pour. It's not going to bloat me. Yeah.
It didn't pop as soon as I...
Right.
Hit the
Didn't start raising up from the bottle.
When I poured in my glass, I'm the only one with the actual glass here. It poured in beautiful head. It was
the
rocky, the lacing, even your glass,
yeah,
even
I got
though
some
it's
nice
plastic
lacing too.
Yeah.
There's some nice lacing inside my McDonald's cup too.
So there you go. That just
tells
shows
you something.
Doesn't matter what glass you use, you're getting a beautiful head and some lacing.
Yeah, yeah. Even on a wax whatever cup.
Yeah, this was a good cellar pull, Cam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the whole reason I bought it was to share it with you guys. So
thank you.
About damn time we finally got to do it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Like
very much.
I said, you're super cute.
Yeah, that's damn tasty. It's just slightly on the subdued side. It's not super up in your face like some doubles and stuff.
It's perfect.
A little easier drinking.
I find it's just like
I'm not really
easy.
Getting the alcohol. There's no warmth or
no
heat or whatever, right?
The only complaint I have about it is it's a touch sweet for my palate, but I know what I'm getting into when I'm getting
a
double.
Some of that
sweetness, yeah, exactly.
And this is less sweet than I was expecting.
That is fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the sweetness. So much sweetness going around, guys.
Well, see, the problem is that I'm already sweet enough.
It's because you haven't seen us in a long time.
I know, right? You guys, man, I miss you so much.
Yeah, seeing each other on our video screens is just not the same.
Or just handoffs at the doorway doesn't work.
Yeah.
Everybody's masked up trying to be...
It looks like I just heard on the way here.
15th.
I was listening to the radio that we're on schedule for stage 2. So is it? June? No,
we've
July.
Gone 6 days with less than 200 cases. So
just
saying,
Pitt Meadows.
So things are loosening up soon.
75% vaccinated.
Beautiful.
So nice.
That's the way it should be. If you know somebody who hasn't been vaccinated, give them a slap on the side of the head and tell them to go do it.
Hi.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I have allergies.
I don't give a shit.
My doctor's
take your EpiPen
mad
with
at
you.
You.
My wife has allergies. She's had both shots.
If you're allergic to vaccines, then it makes sense not to get it. But if you're not, go fucking get it.
Yeah. I will be talking to my doctor and getting the Pfizer as soon as I can because I want the good shit.
I've
got one.
I heard they
Pfizer.
Put Viagra in it, so
they might have. Yeah.
I'm a Moderna man myself.
I'm the Pfizer guy.
I've got the Pfizer 5G.
But apparently,
that's why my phone's working so good. Mike got the fucking shit.
My reception's been killer, bro.
Yeah. All jokes aside, though, I'm just happy all you guys are safe and shit.
Yeah,
it's been a long, hard fucking year and a
brutal.
Bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually great to be out here in the park with you boys.
Right?
Yeah.
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 So,
long time coming, but I think by September we'll be back to quote unquote normal.
Yeah. Hey, we might be able to start
doing
we'll
do some locations. Episodes
maybe,
with
maybe
different brewers.
Festivals.
Back into my living room once in a while when it's ugly out. And
yeah, where you wrecked me the
God,
first
haven't
time.
Done that in a while.
Oh, it's been almost probably. probably almost 18 months or something since we've done that.
Get out the air mattress.
I want to get back into a brewery and talk to some brewers.
Absolutely.
I want to go back to Strange Fellows, Ian and Aaron there. I've got the two different years of the fellowship beers.
We did say when we were there that we'd have to go back. So,
We have actually a couple people, like I do the booking, and we have a couple people lined up that never wanted to do Zooms.
Right.
And now that it's coming up,
we can start
listen
booking
to
them.
Us fucking hustling in breweries.
And hey, once a lot more people are vaccinated, things are looking better. I have a bunch of Magnums that we're going to open up for the show.
Party time!
Invite a couple select people out.
We are coming up on episode
Listener
200.
Party. Listener party! Alert! Yeah. Alert!
So yeah, like, you know, there's things to look forward to in the future. Yeah.
Remember episode 100? We're coming up on episode 200.
Nice. That'll be a party. We're going to have to set up live somewhere in a tasting room where people can come visit.
Or a hotel.
I'm going to say this. Parks are drinkable now.
Or
we set a tent up around the back table and bring people in.
Yeah, campground.
I think that might be too much for a park.
We got it.
I was thinking almost like 12 Kings or something.
Yeah,
find a pub and get a room.
Third
or,
beach.
You know.
City of Vancouver doesn't allow it yet.
Oh, they're on it.
They're working on it, but they're claiming
Third
the BC...
Third Beach wasn't one. I'm just being an asshole.
They're claiming that the government of BC has to change some regulations so they can legally allow people to drink in the park.
Bullshit!
No, they're actually just lit 26 parks in Vancouver.
Did they finally?
Yep.
Okay, because they've been claiming
this
that.
Week. Just
no,
this
I saw.
Week.
I looked at the website today, actually, they have every single one listed. And they have satellite photos of every park with a little boundary drawn of where the alcohol designated area is.
Finally.
Yeah.
Because I was laughing at that. They were claiming the government had to change some legislation while cities all over the province are allowing
doing it.
So it's like, this is you guys.
Cool. Shout out to North Van and Poco for being the first.
Yeah.
Well, we got to shout out New West since we're sitting here drinking beer in their park.
Thankfully, they're on board.
The latest. I mean, shout out to Chilliwack and Penticton.
Anybody
and
who's
doing
this?
Fuck
this
you,
is Pit the Meadows, right
get
thing
on
to
it.
Do. Coquitlam, get your act together.
Yeah.
People have been asking the municipality of Coquitlam if they're planning on getting on board, and they have no plans currently, and are not interested in any way whatsoever.
Just silly.
Which pisses me off, because now you're just basically telling people, no, don't bother coming to Coquitlam.
Go
to Poco.
Somewhere else.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, don't move here. We got stupid people running the city.
It's painful.
Well, it's my time of the night while you're all sipping on your beer.
Oh, shit.
So I'm going to start off with Warren.
Put me on the spot.
Always, buddy. You're my go-to bro. Come on. So favorite beer and why?
Oh, shit, man.
Bunch of good different ones,
I'm
too,
torn
tonight.
Between two of them.
And you don't, okay, you can't pick the one you brought.
No, I know.
Because you obviously liked it.
You know what?
You know what
I mean? I'm torn between that that Mezcal Goza and the Pog.
Yeah,
so the Hula Hula Shake.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with the Hula Hula Shake, believe it or not.
Main Street's killing it, bro.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious.
All right, Mike, we're just going table-wise. It's
all
up
right.
to you there.
Is that I can't pick my own?
No picking your own, because we all brought our own beers, so let's pick out of the ones that...
Oh, right. Then I'm going to have to go for the Mezcal or whatever.
Yeah, that was damn good.
It was really good.
The Mezcal Goza?
Yeah,
that was my second pick.
Mezcal Goza, yeah. I really, really like this double, but I could sit and drink multiple cans of the Mezcal, whereas this one I probably would only want like an 8-ounce pour. It's really good, though. It's just, I think...
Yeah, it's a little bit more of a sipper.
It's not like, you know, Russian Imperial Stout where I want the whole bottle.
it's a wee sweet, too, to drink so much of it. But
exactly,
it's a great beer, but nice. Mine won. Cam, go.
It's got to be the Hula Hula Shake for me.
Yes.
I can't get away from that, man. It's so fucking good.
It's delicious. Yeah.
Like that.
You don't have to like beer to like that.
Well, and that was the most surprising beer tonight to me. Like
that was actually my favorite beer of the day.
Yeah. It was. It hit all the right notes. It was extremely well balanced.
Yep.
But it was just like, I could drink that anytime,
it's
anywhere.
Juicy juice.
Yeah. And in my defense, I hadn't tried it. I bought it sight unseen. So
good move.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
So it wasn't like I tried it and went, oh, I'm bringing this because this is great. No, it's just like,
Just something you were interested in.
So I'm here
Here's
to
an excuse to buy it.
I'm here to disagree.
Here we go.
But I'm not disagreeing tonight. The Hula Hula was by far my favorite. Like,
yes!
Just that style, man. The milkshake sour is something nobody's fucking doing. I've had milkshake IPAs.
It was pretty fucking good.
And everything, but
milk stouts.
Like, exactly, right? So, like, to try, and I've had this before. I actually posted it. Pit Craft Beer Dad. Yeah, check it out.
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
Shameful plug. No.
Yeah. Totally shameful plug. Yeah.
You have to have shame to do a shameless plug.
Yeah. But anyways, back to the beers.
Yeah.
No, it was fantastic, man. Just all the fruit flavors. You felt a little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah.
You got the sour, like the lactose, the vanilla. It all pulled together, worked really well, and... Yeah, I've go back for that a bunch of times.
Fuck yeah.
Hells yeah. So yeah, that's definitely the winner today then.
Yep.
Winner, well, winner.
By a landslide.
Can we just do one thing that we don't normally do at the end of the show?
Yes. Uh-oh.
Cheers, boys. It's
cheers.
Good to see you all.
Nice, yes.
Cheers.
Very nice to see you all in person instead of on a stupid video screen.
It's been the best, man.
Freaking Zoom meetings. Tired of those.
Yeah, no doubt. And then there's probably still going to be some Zoom meetings, but...
Yeah.
Slowly we're going to work towards getting back together and, you know.
Well, we can't make it everywhere, but we'd love to see y'all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'm going to wrap this up. So if you'd like to find us on the internet, we're on social media at Pacific Beer Chat, pacificbeerchat.com. If you want to email us, email Jordan at pacificbeerchat.com.
You.
He does all the bookings. You can go feedback at pacificbeerchat.com. Talk to me, too.
Sure.
And if you want to support us, the money goes towards upgrading equipment, making the show better.
We don't buy beer with it, I swear.
Maybe one day if we ever make enough. Patreon.com/Pacific Beer Chat. Shout out to our supporters, Indie Beer Show, and Steve.
Steve.
Ross Vanderhoek, dude, what up?
Yes.
Cheers.
Our sponsor.
Sponsor, yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.
Do 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 do.